Hi folks, Alison asked me to give a quick little demo of this whole HDR stuff I was talking about last week, and in particular the playing around inside iPhoto bit. But anyway, I'm going to go through the whole process. So I'm going to start, I have six images that I wish to combine. I'll just show you the images. So basically I just kept taking these until I had the entire range captured. So you can see here, this is the very darkest of the images. The only reason for this image is actually to capture the little detail around this light here, because that's going to be utterly blown out in all of the other images. So if we move down through them, see, it gets brighter, 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 and the brightest, and you can see how things are totally blown out down here. Okay, so I have Bracketeer open here, so all I do is select the lot and wrap it in, and there we go. And you just check with your little preview that everything's lined up. There's no little sort of ghost images. Everything's looking very neat, so there's no need to auto align the images. Sometimes if you've bumped your tripod even the tiniest of amounts, you will need to, or particularly if you've taken them handheld. And I've actually done a few handheld HDRs now, and they do actually work, although sometimes you have to discard the odd image that just won't align. So you just take one out of your set and then you're away. If you need to align them, click on the auto align source images. I'll just do that now, and then you just go with the default and click start, but we're not going to bother, so cancel. So all we need to do here is infuse, and this takes a little while, so I'm simply going to edit that out of the video. So infuse it, it's going to ask me for a name. I always name them after the images I infuse together, so 2053 to 2058, and this is a HDR I'm doing. Okay, so we'll leave that go. Okay, so back with you now. You'll see that as soon as it's finished, Bracketeer pops up a preview of your infused image. So get rid of that. At this stage, we're done with Bracketeer, so we can quit Bracketeer. Good day. And now we're ready for the next bit. So you can see that the file that's produced is this here, which is a TIFF, and it's a nasty 23 megabytes, which in my opinion is a little too big. Okay, so I'm going to open this up in preview. I'm going to go file, save as, change that to a JPEG, and RAM the quality right up, and save. And that's all we need there. So we can now bin the TIFF. So we have our HDR. Now, I'm going to do two things here. First, this is the best of the component images, and this is the HDR. So I'm going to import both of these into iPhoto so we can compare and contrast a little. Now, go to iPhoto, File, Import to Library. Import that folder, blah, 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 blah. Now, that's probably going to complain because it's a duplicate. I'm going to say import it anyway. And there we have it. This is our HDR, and this is our non-HDR. So, into full screen editing mode we go. And wait a moment for iPhoto to catch up with itself. Actually, I wonder how ScreenFlow is going to handle something going into full screen. We shall see. So that's the HDR. I'm going to start on the non-HDR. So what I need to do here, first port of call is a good old adjust window. Now on daylight photographs I often find it helpful to click the enhance button, but for nighttime shots that just doesn't achieve anything, so I'm not going to bother. But if I were, it would be that one there. First thing is, despite the fact that I set the white balance to fluorescent light, this thing still looks awfully yellow. So I'm going to turn the temperature back quite a bit, actually. There. That's looking approximately the colour of the stone. Now everything's gone a little dark, so we'll bring the exposure up a little. Try to take out the highlights because this is horribly blown out. But since this is not the HDR, we really can't do very much because look at how horrible that makes the picture. And it's still there. And as you can see, we can't achieve anything useful with the highlights. Perhaps up to about there. And that's really about the best we can do. What we should be able to do though is bring the shadows up a little. There we go. It doesn't look bad. It doesn't look great. We've come some way. Original what we've done with it. Original to what we've done with it. Not bad, but we can do better, which is where the HDR comes in. So now let's flip over to the HDR. Okay, so we're going to have very similar problems here. We need to brighten up the whole exposure a bit, probably a little more than that, but we'll get to that in a minute. First things first is bring that temperature right back. There we go. Grass has turned green, which is a good sign. Now, while we move with our highlights, look. We can go quite a ways without really losing any of the quality in the building. But look what's happening to the lamp over the door. Right down. Now, if we go the whole... Actually, you know, we can actually go pretty much... If we go too far, it looks like we've over-sharpened, so... Leave it about here, I think. I still think we need a little more exposure. So the building looks well. It looks close enough, I think. And finally, we can really have fun with the shadows. We can pull these right up, and because it's an HDR image, we have a lot of information here. Now, I don't want to go too far, or it begins to look silly. Yeah, we could go mad, right? That's mad. I don't want to do that. I think we'll get the balance between the building and the grass. It still needs to look like night, so we don't want to go too bright. That's possibly a little on the bright side, although it's pretty decent. So there we have the original and what we've done with it. So that's the HDR one and that's the non-HDR one. So the real difference here is that with the non-HDR we can't get rid of those horribly overblown highlights because we simply don't have any information. Those highlights have been completely blown out. Whereas here, we can get rid of the highlights. So we have a nicer image. Other than that, it's a very similar image. We've got a little more green in the grass, simply because we had more light to play with. But other than that, there's not really much more we can do. So that's the big difference, really. In fact, we can brighten this one up a little more, I think. So over to the non-HDR. Its blown out highlights and the HDR without its blown out highlights. This one could do with having its colour tweaked a little, but it's going to go awfully funny looking if I try to go too far with the colour. There. I've had to go a long way to get the grass green here. And we've lost more light, simply because we don't have it. So now as we flip back, we'll see that the HDR we have better greens. And we've lost the horrible highlights. So we have, all in all, a subtly better shot with the HDR. Well, it's not dramatic, it's very subtle. You can go completely dramatic with the HDR stuff and do insanely mad things. But, you know, this is really what we're looking for. Subtle, but noticeable improvement. Anyway, I think I'll leave it at that. I hope that's been of some help.